Well, that time I heard it more clearly from the system. It said FBI hub timeout. So I wonder if the hub times out, then that might time out everything else out. But you're still connected, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But I guess you and I are both long in the tooth. So we're giving it a workout, I guess. I guess I'm pretty notorious for it around the Twin Cities when I got into the hobby. but I will note, I should ask you a question of what kind are you using, a hands-free microphone, earpiece or whatnot hooked to your phone? Or are you using the microphone like in a speakerphone setting? Because it sounded like you were rubbing the microphone pretty good there for a while. And sometimes when I hear that, I kind of think of people with a headset with a boom mic up by their cheek. And then I was thinking that could be something like that. But I got a friend of mine that has one of those. So I was thinking, yeah, if that gets too close to your face, then it would make a lot of that scratching noises. But but if you're just using just a straight smartphone, then maybe the other guess I'm having, it could be that you get your phone in your pocket, maybe? I'm just trying to figure out how the noise is getting into the microphone there. And then, of course, when your audio level is low, then I have to really listen carefully and hard to catch what you're saying. But so probably being too far away from the microphone might be the issue there. And so for me, I think I need to probably set up a timer. And actually, I'll do that here right now. A little late, but I'll start it here. And I'll put on a minute and 30 seconds on it for right now. It would be interesting if the HOIP, the Hams Over Internet Protocol, would have a timeout feature. I mean, there are ham radios that have a TOT on it, and I like that it has that. The only radio that I own that never had it was my satellite rig, the Yaesu FT847. Wish I would have had it on there. But my newest addition to my radio family is the Yaesu FT991A. And I like the radio, though it has a few issues that I need to send it off to California to be looked at before the warranty time runs out. So I've been doing a lot of hidden transmitter hunts here in the Twin Cities, and I've been using that radio with the variable VFO, so I can go off frequency real quickly if I need to, or and such that also shows the graphic representation of the bandwidth and the signal that you're listening to. And so besides just audibly, you get